Urban dwellers may be tough, but one man claims to know a city's deepest fears. In New York, an off-Broadway producer has done opinion polling in all of the boroughs about what adults are most afraid of and built a haunted house for Halloween to scare the pants right off them. NPR's Robert Smith went through it.
So far, we've been herded through tight, dark spaces filled with rats and screaming madmen. You know, pretty much a typical day on the Lower East Side. But nothing can prepare us for this. It's a cornfield. I guess catering to those New Yorkers who are afraid of agriculture. No, no, wait. It's the creature lurking in the cornfield. A demented, blood-soaked clown.
Wanna stay and play with me?
It may be a little hokey, but according to the creator of Nightmare Face Your Fear, as this house is called, the clown is the city's second highest ranked terror.
That really ranked that high?
That high.
Timothy Haskell is an impresario of horror who says he grew up on haunted houses in the South.
I was traumatized by them, this is part of my therapy.
But when he came to New York City, he says that traditional scares didn't seem to work here.
So I sort of created a house that encapsulates real fears, real things that could be possible. A lot of people gave us answers that were being in the house alone and then moosophobia, which is the fear of rats or mice or anything like that. I think we can all relate to that. I actually got a lot of squirrel answers, which I found funny.
Since Haskell decided to build 5 haunted houses in all 5 boroughs, he tailored them to the particular nightmares of different parts of New York.
In Manhattan, a lot of people said, and we didn't put it in the house, but the fear of the homeless. And in places like Bronx and Queens, people would say things like the fear of becoming homeless.
Of course, translating a survey of terror to an actual haunted house is the real challenge. Inside, we're treated to the kind of torture that would make a CIA agent blush.
Oh, we just got hit by some kind of goo.
And then we're chased into a pitch-black maze with the walls folding in on themselves.
Oh, this is by far the worst part. I hate it. Oh, man, I just hate it. I hate being in just a close space. Yeah, that's really helpful. Thanks.
The number one ranked fear among New Yorkers is drowning, which makes sense since we live on an island. I won't spoil it for you, but let's just say that the house ends with a little girl having a really bad day.
He got sprayed with something. Oh, it's awful.
Outside the haunted house, Christopher Rorse says the place nailed his greatest fear.
The lack of space, actually, yeah. And the darkness.
So it was like a bad studio apartment.
Exactly, with no views.
But the more jaded New Yorkers, like Douglas Piccinini, aren't buying it.
It's not very often you encounter clowns.
So what are the true existential fears of New Yorkers?
Not having enough money to pay your rent.
Exactly.
Or being stuck on a subway.
Where you sit down and all of a sudden something's wet.
Yeah. Or sticky.
Producer Timothy Haskell says he's heard all these jokes and all the people who wanted even scarier concepts that he just can't pull off.
Well, we can't touch people. We can't make people get in too compromising of a position. I mean, there's just so much liability.
When you're running a haunted house, I guess the number one fear is of lawyers. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.